KSWV Radio 99.9 FM 810 AM. With us in our studio is the one, the only, Tony Potter. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Man, look at that voice, buddy. Look at that. That was just you right there on It All Matters.
Yeah, it's pretty funny hearing my voice on the radio. The kids get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, it's great to have you back. And we want to send a shout out to not only to the entire organization there with your business and It All Matters, but Carla, who helped get us set up for today.
Oh, she's been so helpful.
Good morning, Carla. Carla Moya, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to visit with Tony. And Tony, thanks to you for being here. But you guys have a wonderful organization in our community. And for anybody that hasn't had the opportunity to listen to our first visit on the radio, can you share a little bit about yourself and about your business and then about your organization? And then we have this great event that's coming up that we want to tell people about.
Absolutely. So the, you know, our school is Jeff Speakman's Kenpo 5.0. It's a martial arts training center. We teach Kenpo 5.0. And my wife and I have had our school now 23 years. Her and I met at the dojo. So that's how we met. You know, we're dojo lovers, you know, and that's, that was a great time in my life. And, you know, we started teaching kids 23 years ago because we loved making a difference in kids' lives. And at that point, we never turned anybody away. And we're not doing anything special. They're, almost all martial arts schools do the same thing. That's what we do. We want to change lives. We want to help people become stronger. Anybody that teaches martial arts, that's why they do it. You get into the martial arts because of the physical and the, you know, I always say it's the fist. We get into it because of the fist, and we stay in it because of the love for what it does in people's lives. You see that change in a person's life, whether they're a young child or whether they're older. How do you not want to do that every day? So I feel very blessed to be able to wake up in the morning. I don't go to work. I go play. I get to just play with people, and my sarcasm helps. You have to have a little sarcasm
right.
In life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things I ask when a kid comes in. I said, do you understand what sarcasm is? And if they don't, they're going to learn real quick.
Right.
You have to have sarcasm. You have to have love for today. And, you know, that's what we've been trying to teach. And, you know, I started teaching about 13 years ago. My years, I'm terrible, so don't ever fact check me, but it's been a few years. And I started teaching at a program called Kiva in the public schools, and they blew me away. They really changed my understanding of what's really important in this world. And it is love for one another. And when you can go in, and I use the art of Kenpo to make that difference. That's because I've been blessed with this gift of being able to teach Kenpo. And, you know, when you can go in and touch their lives, and they changed my life. When I met them those years ago, it just gave me a new direction. And so I started bringing them into my school, and it grew from 6 to 10 to 12 to 15 to 20. And then I said yes to teaching online, and I teach kids through the NMCA program in New Mexico. So I teach Zoom, on Zoom, anywhere from 6 to 10, 12 kids online twice a week. And they just absolutely love it. Yesterday I had two of them come in from, I think one was from Las Cruces, one was from Farmington, and they came into our school just to get their uniforms, and they were so happy. I've been teaching them for almost 2 years. They never met me. So finally, they got to meet me in person. They got to feel and hear the sarcasm, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face. And it was such a great reunion. You know, so I've been doing that. My wife and I have been doing that, along with our two boys and my daughter and our other staff. We've been doing that for many years. We created a foundation called It All Matters, Inc. because it takes money to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a bank account that just is loaded. And I realized I don't have to do it alone. You know, I was told by many very respected businessmen, why are you doing it alone? And I go, I'm just doing it. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Isn't this what we're supposed to do in life, right? I'm not doing anything special. I really don't feel that we're doing anything special I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. And then I found out that I don't have to do it alone, that there are resources out there to help me make a difference in this community. I have a plan. I have a system. We put it to work. And with the community's help and with different donors, we can make a bigger difference in our community. And then I realized I started teaching at different schools in our community. There are thousands of kids out there that are being raised by their grandparents and great-grandparents who are on fixed incomes. How do those kids ever get access into a martial arts school when they have no money? I teach martial arts. My goal isn't to teach kids that have money. I want to teach them as well. I want to make a difference in all kids. But often there's a group of kids that get left behind. They don't get taught this valuable practice of martial arts. And for me, it's Kenpo. We teach Kenpo and Jiu-Jitsu. But for others, it could be Taekwondo. It could be whatever. I want to be able to access all of those kids. I don't want any kids left out, no matter of their cognitive disability or their financial limitations. And that's our goal.
Talk a little bit about the lives that have been touched by It All Matters.
You know, I have, first of all, my life. My life is drastically different than what it was 25 years ago. People in Santa Fe know me. I've been here since 1989. And I've not lived the best life. You know, when I was younger, I was abused, not by my parents, but by other kids in the neighborhood. And it had a drastic effect on me, my nephews, my brother. We were abused by a boyfriend of one of my sisters. And we struggled for many years. My faith in God completely changed my life. I tie that in with the practice of martial arts. I feel like God said, okay, here, you asked for it. Here it is. Here's your gift. Now, what are you going to do with it? And my gift is the understanding of motion, the understanding of what Kenpo has given to me. And it's changed me. It's changed my kids' lives. It's set my kids into a place. Everybody thinks they have beautiful kids. And they should. They're their kids. My boys, 26 and 21, both just got married last year to two of my third-degree black belt ladies. So now I have four high-level black belts just in the four kids, plus my daughter and then my wife. I have kids coming up to me. I had this young girl. She reached out and she sent me a little video about what Kenpo did for her. She's a very high-level athlete in Santa Fe in high school. And she sent me this video of what Kenpo did for her all of those years. She hasn't practiced with me in 6 years. She reached back out and said, Mr. Potter, I just want to say thank you for what you did for my life. Wow. You know, it's the community within a martial arts school is so beautiful. And anybody that's ever trained, and it's not just ours. I always say it's not just us. I'm just doing my part. But I can't even name all of them. There's hundreds of kids that we have touched their lives in such a drastic way that, you know, if you're training with us, let's say 2-3 months, I have some of these kids that are like, oh yeah, I did martial arts with you 12 years ago. And they still remember. They still remember all of those years ago. I have other kids that trained with us for 6, 7, 8 years. I have some kids that have trained with me for over 12, 13 years. All of our kids who have stuck with us until kids black belt, every single one of them wound up being honor roll students. What does that say? You get a black belt in Kenpo, you're also a straight A student? That's pretty impressive.
I want to pull up the notes that Carla sent over to me because I wanted to read your mission statement, because I really wanted people to understand that all the people that you guys serve and your mission, and I'm reading off your notes here. Our mission is to create an avenue of inclusivity for all to have the opportunity to participate in a positive, highly qualified martial arts program. Regardless, this is what I want to underline here, because I want people to get this to understand, because they might think, well, only athletes go to your classes. Regardless of a person's physical, cognitive or financial limitations.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to bring that up because you serve all of the community, and it's not just people that have grown up that are athletes in this profession. It's regardless of their physical, cognitive, or financial limitations.
That is so true. You know, we have athletes. I played college football.
Right.
And then I got hurt, and I couldn't play football anymore. I moved to Santa Fe in 89 after dropping out of college because I was depressed. And Yaffle football wasn't fun for me. Basketball hurts knees. I couldn't find something for me. So I found Kempo because I loved the violence of it back then. Most kids that join a martial arts school, it's because they didn't make the baseball team. They didn't make the basketball team. They didn't make the football team. And their parents are still searching for something that's interesting to them. And they find something that they don't have to make a team. It's all about them just practicing at home in their bedroom, learning that they can't do a push-up one day, and within a couple weeks they can do 10. They're realizing that their eating habits start changing, their study habits start changing, and it changes their lives. By the time they get in high school, they can make any team they want. I have kids that could not make teams in grade school, go through Kempo for a few years. All of a sudden, they're the starting basketball player at St. Mike's. What does that tell you? Martial arts is a stepping stone. It helps kids help themselves be stronger. That's what it does.
That's amazing. You know, I want to say thank you for the work that you guys do in our community, because when you change someone's life, it's not just for that interim time period. It's not just kind of like, okay, you've given me something to do for 2 weeks, or maybe I've done something for a year. It's changing someone's life potentially forever for the better.
Not only changing their lives. When you change one person's life, you potentially could be changing hundreds of thousands of lives.
Right.
Yeah, there's a book on it.
That's right.
and it's proven. You don't realize the effect you have in this world. You really may never know the effect. I know that we've taught so many kids. Thousands of kids have come through our school in 23 years. I know the effects are hundreds of thousands of lives. Without a doubt, I believe it.
So what is taught in your classes? Just if you can kind of give an overview, and then after we talk about what's taught, because we want to give people like a full understanding and a full idea of like what they'll take away from your class. Then let's talk about the upcoming event, because we want to promote that, because we want people to know about that. But when they walk into your classroom, you know, what do you teach?
I teach a child how to overcome a fear of the unknown, a fear of failing, a fear of falling down, a fear of pain, perpetual pain of somebody touching them and it hurting. I teach them to overcome those fears. I teach them that they can. So many kids feel like I can't. They come in and they say, I can't, I won't, I don't want to.
Because who wants to feel pain?
Who wants to be scared? Who wants to think that they can't do something? And when you can take someone, a child, and that's what we do, is we bring them in, we help them. Baby steps. I have some kids, I've had some children that have had to have their moms and or their dads go on the floor with them. I had this one child, he was wrapped around his mom's legs for more than 3 weeks.
Wow.
He was 5 years old, maybe 4 years old, and he was stuck to his mom's leg. And his mom, thank goodness for her, because she went out there. A lot of parents would have just said, oh no, it's not for him. No, it is. She knew. She felt something that she knew that this was going to make a difference in her child's life. Now that child comes in and does the high five, low five, to the side, oops, you're too slow kind of thing with me. Because he wouldn't even talk to me at the beginning. He wouldn't look in my eyes. And now he can communicate with an adult. Well, when a child can communicate with an adult, they are less apt to be assaulted or abused by that adult. You have to help these kids be stronger mentally, physically, spiritually. you know, mentally is we help them create better avenues of study. You have to have the ability to practice to be able to proceed in the martial arts because you have to remember material. Strength, wisdom, strength. Strength, you know, so many kids can't do a push-up. It's not that they can't do a push-up. They don't know how to do a push-up. You teach them how to tighten certain muscles. You teach them that through a plank, have them hold a plank. Now, how many adults can hold a minute plank?
Wow.
I have 5-year-old kids in our Little Dragons class, the whole entire class, 20 kids doing a minute plank. And I tell them, have your parents do that with you tonight. Because yeah. There's not many parents
no.
can hold a minute plank.
No way.
I have kids doing 3-minute planks now. What does that do for a body? The strength, the ability to be physically fit. Wisdom, strength, and kindness. Kindness is the ability to forgive when somebody hurts you. You know, these kids are learning conflict management. I taught a class at the St. Vincent's Hospital security team, conflict management. I'm teaching conflict management to 5-year-olds. When somebody pushes you, how do you handle it? When somebody hurts a nerve in your arm or kicks you because they're supposed to, you're learning how to handle and interact with different people. That's what these kids are learning. I had one of my kids from a behavioral center. He came in last night with one of my other students. And he was so happy to see me. He, you know, this is a kid who uses foul language at this other facility. I've been with him now 2 months. He came in last night and his eyes were just blown away. Why? Because he saw 15-year-olds, 45-year-olds all in the same class. There was about 16 adults and teenagers. And he saw them hitting each other and helping each other up and the camaraderie that goes with this physical activity. And he's like, and I told him, I said, everybody's getting along, huh? Nobody's being mean to each other. And they're hitting each other. They're physical. And he goes, this is amazing. He was blown away. He was just blown away at what he saw. That's what the martial arts does. That's what our school does. And I truly believe that I'm not anything special. I think other martial arts do the same thing. That's what we teach. We teach a child how to believe in themselves.
What age groups?
My son says stop bringing kids in at 2.5 years old. But we teach a Tiny Tigers class. They're 2.5 to 3 year olds. And they go to 4. And then we have our Little Dragons from 4 to 6. And then we have our kids classes from 6 all the way to 12, 13 years old. And then we have our teenagers, and then we have our adults. My mother-in-law is 76, although she's not been on the mat in about a month and a half. And I keep telling her every day, you need to go to class tomorrow. So yeah, we have a wide range.
Let me ask you a little bit about the upcoming gala. There's a It All Matters gala that's coming up on January 11th. It's my understanding it's the first annual Matters Gala.
I've never done this before. I laugh because I didn't even know how to say the word gala. Do you say gala?
I don't even know if it's
gala.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you know, everybody wants to have a good time. Right. I've been to a few. I was invited to a dinner. And my wife and I went to this dinner and it was for CareNet years ago and we were like, "Oh, this is a fundraiser." And then it was fun, and there was music, and there was laughs, and there's a comedian, and there's silent auctions and live auctions, and then you feel like you're a part of this group, and then you know you're making a difference because you hear these messages. Well, that's what we're having. We're having a gala, and it's at the Drury Inn, downtown, one of our beautiful hotels of Santa Fe. We have so many, and we have live music. We have mariachis at the beginning, and we're going to have some live auctions and silent auctions. We have some great speakers. My instructor, Grandmaster Jeff Speakman, who I just came back. I was in Europe for 2 weeks with him. He stayed for 2 more weeks. And I just can't be gone that long. I love my family too much to be gone for a whole month. But he's going to be there and he's going to speak. So he's been all over the world. He has a lot of great wisdom in his head. And he's going to share some things with the audience. You know, we have some live music. One group from Albuquerque. Two of my kids from the NMCA. They have some cognitive disabilities, but they're amazing guitar players, and they're going to be there performing. We have Mr. Trujillo from Santa Fe. He lives in Pecos, but he's going to be playing guitar for us. And there'll be some laughs. there'll maybe some tears, and then we have a demonstration by our demo team at our martial arts school. So you're going to get to see some of our kids perform there at the gala.
That's great. It's It All Matters gala or gala, however you guys want to say it. tomato. But it's January 11th there at the Drury Plaza Hotel. 6 to 10 is what it says here on the invitation.
Yes, it is.
It's Santa Fe formal. So the dress is Santa Fe formal is what it says on the invitation here.
Yeah, you want to get tickets. We have about maybe 30 tickets left, maybe. Because they're going fast. We've sold 16 tables. We have beautiful sponsors in our community that are just amazing. Carla Moya and Dr. Kassendek, they're one of our sponsors. They bought one of our tables. We have many, 16 different businesses in Santa Fe bought tables. And we're going to share all those at this gala, and we're going to be talking about them for years.
There's different sponsorship levels, if people are interested, and you're a small business out there and you're interested in supporting It All Matters, who do they contact?
It's an easy process. You go to itallmattersinc.com and it'll take you right to a donation page. You can donate. You can buy tickets. If you want to buy tickets, call me. You can call me. You can email me. It's easy. itallmattersinc@gmail.com. That's my email address. But go and buy tickets. Let's sell the rest of these tickets out. My goal is before Christmas. We only have 6 days.
Yeah.
I want somebody to call me and I say, I'm sorry. We don't have any tickets left. You're going to have to wait till next year.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
There you go. All right. Well, Tony, we really appreciate what you do in our community. Want to send a shout out to your organization and your board of directors. I mean, you have a great board of directors.
Oh, great board. Those guys, they've taught me a lot about running a foundation. I thought it was just easy. I teach Kempo. And they're like, no, you have a few things to learn here. So I'm learning. But it's beautiful when you have great help. I have Adam and I have Jana and I have Bernadette and I have Lonnie and Carla and my wife and my son, Marcus. We have a great team. Great team.
All right. Well, definitely, folks, if you're a business, small business, and you want to support It All Matters, reach out and check out the website that Tony shared. And Tony, thank you again for what you guys do.
Thank you, Kaswave. You guys have been a blessing.
All right, my friend. Well, let's rock it, folks, and get your tickets today. And when I turn the microphone off, I'm going to be buying my tickets for me and Audi. But encourage you to do the same. All right, this is KSWV Kaswave Radio.